This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. That's right. The number, once again, write this down, is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out about my latest book called The Future of Humanity. So far, I've had 3 New York Times bestsellers, and the latest book is called The Future of Humanity. That is the future of the space program. You know, we've had this rather spectacular launch just recently from SpaceX, when Elon Musk was able to assemble the Falcon Heavy rocket, the biggest rocket on the planet Earth at the present time, to send a Tesla Roadster into outer space. The rocket is so powerful, it can send astronauts to the moon. And President Donald Trump has signed it into print. Yes, our next goal is to go back to the moon. When? Starting next year, December 2019, that's when the SLS booster rocket and an unmanned Orion spacecraft will circle around the moon. Some people are saying that we could be entering a new space age. The first space age took us to the moon, but was, well, let's face it, very expensive, and so it was not sustainable. The second space age is funded by people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos of Amazon. We're talking about Silicon Valley billionaires who are helping to foot the bill, creating things like the reusable rocket. In the same way that reusable cars, the used car industry, revolutionized the automobile industry after World War II, in the same way, we think that reusable rockets can revolutionize space travel, putting it within the reach of the average person. Well, find out about the excitement as we go to the moon next year, as we go to Mars, and then perhaps Titan and beyond. The future of humanity, not just 5-6 years into the future, but eventually centuries into the future, will begin the process of colonizing space. So go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out where I'll be signing, perhaps, your copy of The Future of Humanity. That's right, I'll be on a book tour. I'll be going through San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, New York, Washington, Philadelphia, Boston, and I'll be signing books. And after that, you can go to eBay and auction them off for money. That's right, autographed books actually sell for money. You can make money by going to my book tour. Okay, well, without further ado, let's move right on and take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Ryan Rankin from Greenville, South Carolina. And my science question is, we are almost 80 years into the advent of rocket technology, and why are we still using something like rockets? Why haven't we developed and perfected the space elevator or maglev transportation to escape the gravitational pull of Earth? Why are we still using rockets is my scientific question. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very penetrating and revealing and embarrassing question. Yes, you're right. We've experimented with rockets for centuries, ever since the Chinese harnessed the power of gunpowder. And in some sense, things haven't changed so much. We're still using rocket fuel to send our astronauts into outer space. Now, in my book, Physics of the Impossible, I talk about next-generation rockets which don't use rocket fuel. The next set of rockets are called ion engines, and they are like the inside of a TV set. You shoot electrons in an ion beam, illuminating an image on a screen. That's how old-fashioned TVs work. And yes, NASA has an ion rocket that may take us to Mars and perhaps even beyond. So one possibility is the ion rocket. However, it's still experimental. Now, a laser rocket is also possible. In fact, my colleague Stephen Hawking has advocated creating a bank of laser beams 800 megawatts worth to fire up a parachute to hurl a chip to 20% the speed of light. So that's one possibility, is use laser beams. Now, the advantage of the laser beams is you don't have to have your own rocket fuel. The fuel is basically electricity on the planet Earth. Now, believe it or not, over 90% of the energy of a rocket goes to lifting itself into orbit. Now, isn't that stupid? I mean, think about it. That you're wasting all this money creating rocket fuel that will boost rocket fuel into outer space. That's how inefficient these liquid fuel rockets are. However, laser rockets, their energy comes from power plants on the planet Earth. So ultimately, that would be the way to go, but they're still also experimental. So in my book, Physics of the Impossible, I lay out a series of post-liquid-fueled rocket technologies that will eventually revolutionize the space program. But unfortunately, all of them are still experimental. All of them are very expensive. And let's face it, rocket fuel is cheap compared to the other forms of energy we talked about. And so, yes, you're right. We're more than 80 years into the life cycle of chemical rockets, and we're still using this Stone Age technology that we got from the Chinese. But yeah, it's still experimental, the other methods that I just laid out. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Jessica, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I recently attended a conference where Dr. Kaku spoke. It was very thought-provoking and informative, and I was especially interested in the topic of BrainNet and how it will one day replace the Internet. Dr. Kaku spoke about things like telepathy and telekinesis, recording memories and dreams, and being able to send feelings and emotions through the Internet. All of this sounds exciting and fascinating, but at the same time, I'm concerned about what this will look like for privacy. Machine learning algorithms for advertising is already in place and can be considered quite intrusive. Will BrainNet have the potential to give companies, organizations, and governments the ability to read our minds? Thank you.
Well, you're absolutely right that I gave a talk where I talked about BrainNet. In fact, get a copy of my earlier book, The Future of the Mind, where I go through the research, the real solid research by which we physicists and scientists are able to record memories in mice and now in apes. We can record memories and download and upload memories. This has been done before. This is not science fiction at all. Next, we'll do it on Alzheimer's patients. So we'll be able to upload memories into Alzheimer's patients. Also, epileptics. We're now creating a memory chip. The United States Pentagon, in fact, has allocated over $70 million to perfect the memory chip, especially given the fact that we had so many GIs from Afghanistan and Iraq that has spinal cord and brain injuries. And you ask a question, well, what about privacy? Well, yes, there are privacy concerns, but not the ones you think about. No one is going to read our minds anytime soon. But let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll talk about privacy and telepathy and mind reading. What about the era of BrainNet? Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135 if you want to get on Science Fantastic.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're throwing the lines open because it's open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. Here is your chance to talk back to the radio. Here's your chance to ask a question or make a comment about the headlines that are constantly bombarding us about the frontiers of science. And before the commercial break, we had a call coming in about BrainNet. Yes, the internet will eventually be replaced. Not anytime soon, but scientists are already beginning the process of using computer-brain interface to unlock some of the secrets of the mind. Just recently in the New York Times, it was mentioned that the military has allocated $70 million to create a memory chip, especially for GIs that have been injured, had brain injuries in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the question that was asked is, well, what about privacy? Well, let's be very blunt about this. Nobody is talking about reading minds anytime soon. The technology is still very primitive. It's only just a few years old, in fact. And we're able to, in mice and in primates and eventually in humans, upload and download simple memories. However, let's not be naive. As the decades go by, we'll be able to incorporate more and more technologies that are usually found in science fiction. And eventually, I think we'll have something called BrainNet, like an internet of thoughts, of emotions, of feelings that are sent. And of course, teenagers are going to go crazy. Teenagers right now put happy faces at the end of every sentence. Why bother to do that when you could put the actual emotion, the actual feeling at the end of sentences? So teenagers will go crazy once we have brain net. But then the question is, what about criminals? Will they also go crazy? Well, think of the movies. In the movies, they have a disclaimer saying at the beginning of the movie that these characters are fake, that this is fiction. Do not confuse this movie with reality. And we may have to do the same thing with memories. We may have to say, this memory that you're downloading of a vacation in Hawaii, it is fake. You never went to Hawaii. You never had this vacation, but you can download it. And at MIT, they were able to upload a false memory in mice. And so even fake memories can, in fact, be uploaded. And so at some point, there may have to be some regulation of these memories and this technology in the same way that we regulate the movies. Yes, at some point, this technology may replace the movies. Think of the transition between silent movies and the talkies. Remember people like Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin? Well, as soon as the talkies came in, who wanted to see Charlie Chaplin when you could hear actors and actresses talk to you? Well, what's going to happen when we have feelies? That is the ability to feel and interact that way with the actors and actresses as they perform their lines. Think about it. It means that movies could be put out of business. And so, once again, we have to realize that this could change the nature of society itself. Now, what is the weak spot in this computer revolution? The benefits of the computer revolution are obvious. It gives us instantaneous access to information, useful information, reduces costs, increases efficiency, and who wants to go back 20 years into the past when we didn't have an internet? Who wants to go back to that early era? However, there is a price to pay, and that is privacy concerns. Yes, there are going to be criminals. Yes, there are going to be devious individuals who will try to use this technology for private gain. That's the weak spot in the computer revolution. In other words, computers simply magnify existing human behaviors. It doesn't create new human behaviors. It simply magnifies the existing ones. And yes, we have criminals among us. And this means that the internet allows criminals much more freedom than they had in the past. What's the solution? It's a cat and mouse game. Think of the virus. Mother Nature has been battling viruses for 3.5 billion years. That's right. Mother Nature doesn't necessarily like viruses either, but they're all around us. And so Mother Nature has devised all sorts of mechanisms by which you can disengage and eliminate viruses. In the same way, we're going to have this cat and mouse game with criminals forever. As long as there are criminals, we're going to have a cat and mouse game with them. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Cheryl McTeer from San Diego, California. And I saw your question on Twitter, and my question is, since even areas of our ocean are now dying, what is the most important thing for us to do to ensure the viability of our planet spaceship? Thank you.
Well, you're right that we have to view the Earth like a spaceship. That is, we have precious resources. We're living on a very small planet. Life is very fragile. And the surface of the Earth, this very thin surface of the Earth, contains all the life and all the life-giving chemicals. And as you mentioned, the oceans, we have to worry about the fact that the oceans are heating up. The oceans are heating up because the atmosphere of the Earth is also heating up. And that could change sea life as well. Well, some people say that maybe the natural march of technology may have something to do with blunting this march toward, well, environmental Armageddon. And that march is that we're gradually thinking about phasing out the internal combustion engine. Many scientists believe that the creation of large amounts of carbon dioxide can trap sunlight, And that's not necessarily a good thing because that raises the surface temperature of the planet Earth. Now, even skeptics of global warming will admit that the Earth is heating up. That's not the question. The question is how much human activity has to do with it. And with 95% confidence, not 100%, but with 95% confidence, scientists think that humans have a lot to do with the fact that the Earth is heating up. But the point I'm raising is General Motors and other automobile companies have now said that they can foresee a time in the near future when we phase out the internal combustion engine. Now, this is huge. Think about this. The marketplace, capitalism, is putting pressure on the automobile companies, because of consumer pressure, to gradually phase out the internal combustion engine, which creates carbon dioxide, and go electric. When Elon Musk marketed his Tesla Motors, many people thought that this was foolish, that he'd go bankrupt. But now we know that the financial appraisal of Tesla Motors is greater than that of Ford Motor Company. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that an eccentric visionary, a maker of an electric car, could seize the imagination of the public so that his company is worth more than the Ford Motor Company? Well, that's what's happening now. And General Motors has said that they can see the time when the internal combustion engine is phased out. It turns out that roughly half of the carbon dioxide created by the United States comes from automobiles and transportation. And so that could go a long ways toward mitigating this problem. Also, on a scale of decades, fusion power is going to be coming online, we hope. In southern France, in Cardache, France, the European Union and the United States are putting up $10 billion to build the ITER fusion power plant. Ultimately, fusion uses seawater as the basic fuel. It fuses the hydrogen inside water to create energy in the same way that our sun fuses hydrogen gas to create helium and sunlight. All life on Earth is a byproduct of the fusion engine in the sky called the sun, and we're going to duplicate that on the planet Earth. Not to mention that Elon Musk is proposing the battery to jumpstart solar energy. Why don't we have solar energy today? Today you have to be a Hollywood millionaire in order to put solar panels everywhere to take advantage of the sun. Well, the problem is not really the solar panel per se. It's getting better and better and cheaper every year. The problem is the lowly battery. We don't think about it, but it's the battery that's been the bottleneck preventing us from having the solar era. But now we're talking about super batteries that may usher in a solar age. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? see them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're throwing the lines open because this hour is your hour. It's the time when you can get to the phones and call 612-564-8135. And also, you may want to pick up the copy of my latest book coming out in late February and early March. The book is called The Future of Humanity. We are entering a second golden age of space exploration. The first golden age gave us the Apollo space program. We went to the moon, but it was simply too expensive to sustain it, and eventually it fell apart. The second boom is due to the fact that prices are dropping for many reasons. One of them is that we're getting very efficient with rocket fuel and rocket technology, but also Silicon Valley billionaires like Elon Musk of SpaceX and Jeff Bezos of Amazon are dumping billions to creating their own rockets, not at the expense of the taxpayers, but they're opening up their checkbooks to make this a reality. So find out by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity, as we begin the exploration of the universe. Well, once again, the lines are open. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. Before the break, we had a call concerning the planet Earth, and the question is, can we take measures that'll prevent the atmosphere from heating up too much? One way is the battery, the lowly battery that we always forget about. Elon Musk, of course, is dumping millions of dollars into his super battery, which he hopes will make it possible for solar to give us electricity when the sun doesn't shine, and windmills to give us energy when the winds don't blow, by storing energy using a super battery. And the cost of these batteries is dropping at 7% per year. So we're talking finally about the beginning of a new solar era. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Michelle. This is RK. I'm not listening to the radio. I'm in Clemens, North Carolina. I wrote the book, The Emancipation of Astronomy for the Common Man. And I have a question that I've asked you on Reddit in an AMA you held. And the question was, how is it possible at all to conserve the extreme angular momentum of a rotating singularity that's billions of times the mass of our solar system sun, only in the context of space-time? Thank you.
Well, you're right that the black holes that we observe in outer space all spin. They're not stationary at all. But textbooks, when they talk about black holes, always talk about a singularity being a stationary dot. Well, we now know that Mother Nature does not like stationary dots at all, that these objects are spinning. We've clocked one of them at 1 million miles an hour, and there's one at the center of our galaxy. If you want to see a black hole tonight, go outside, go in the direction of Sagittarius, and Sagittarius A is the center of the Milky Way galaxy. At the very center is a raging black hole that's 2 to 3 million times more massive than our sun. And if you cannot locate it because there's a cloud cover, no problem. Get on the internet with your cell phone and download the Planetarium of the Sky. That's right, your cell phone can download the location of all the stars you see at night, including the planets, and you can become an amateur astronomer via your cell phone. But let's take a short commercial break. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135 if you want to get on Science Fantastic.
Something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Maybe you're at work and you're just shooting the breeze with your fellow workers at the water cooler and a question pops up that leaves everyone stumped. That happened to a friend of mine who works for Con Edison here in New York City. At the water cooler, someone asked a question. If the sun were to disappear right now, how long would it take for us to know it? Well, all the jaws hit the floor. Such a simple, stupid question, and nobody knew the answer. And then someone said, hey, let's talk to Dr. Kaku. He probably knows the answer. Well, yes, we physicists think we know the answer to that. We have gravity waves that were detected 2 years ago, and that discovery led to the Nobel Prize being given to three of my colleagues in the physics community. And yes, if the sun were to disappear right now, it would take 8 minutes. 8 minutes for the gravity waves, the shock waves of that disappearance to reach the planet Earth. We wouldn't know for 8 minutes because that is the speed of light, which also happens to be the speed of gravity as well. So again, if you have a question, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi there, this is Chase Q. Oquine from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm listening online. My question is this. Given the fact that we will likely automate practically everything and labor jobs will likely be the first on the block, as they have been for the last 30 to 50 years, I'm starting to see that in my own field accelerate. Do you think that currency, as we think of it today, will still have the same kind of place that it does today in the future, given that most labor jobs will become automated? Because without labor, or with labor no longer being the baseline, like Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, it kind of changes the whole discussion about what money is and how we exchange goods and services. Anyways, that's my question. I know it's maybe a little off topic, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Well, you're asking one of the biggest questions of all, And that is, how far will automation go vis-a-vis jobs and society itself? I have a whole chapter on that in my book, Physics of the Future, so it's hard to squeeze it all in just a few minutes, but let me give it a try. First of all, some jobs will survive even with the coming of robots. For example, semi-skilled jobs, for example, plumbers, carpenters, gardeners, police, they are semi-skilled, but they require high levels of pattern recognition and common sense. In other words, no robot can fix your toilet. No robot can pick up the garbage. In fact, the United States Pentagon created the DARPA Challenge to give millions of dollars to people who can create a robot that can clean up the mess at Fukushima. The Fukushima reactor would be the ideal place as a showcase to show people how advanced robots are. The contest was simple. A robot had to perform a certain number of tasks like getting out of a car, sweeping the floor, turning a valve, and believe it or not, almost none of them succeeded in these simple tasks. Go on the internet and you can see pictures of these robots. Many of them simply fell over and, like a turtle that's upside down, couldn't even get back up again. And so that's why jobs like plumbers, carpenters, garbage men, sanitation workers, we'll have jobs in the future because it requires a high level of pattern recognition and common sense. Now, the jobs that are most endangered by the revolution of computers is middleman jobs. Where does the power of Amazon come from? Because it was able to eliminate the middlemen in the retail industry. What about Airbnb? Eliminates the brokers. What about Uber? Same thing. The brokers and the fleets are endangered because of the coming of Uber. And so middlemen are the most endangered because of the computer revolution. So if you are a stockbroker, you are in the crosshairs of the revolution. So what do stockbrokers sell these days? Stockbrokers no longer sell stock. That's right. Stockbrokers no longer sell stock because you can buy stock on your wristwatch. So why bother to buy stock talking to a human? Because you want something that robots cannot provide, and that is intellectual capital. Capital of the mind. You want experience, know-how, innovation, talent, analysis, leadership. All these things, well, robots can't do any of those things. Robots are very bad at intellectual capital. And that's where the jobs of the future are going to lie. The jobs of the future will be those jobs like plumbers involving semi-skilled work and pattern recognition, and jobs that are intellectual, jobs of the mind.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call later to the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I have a new book coming out end of February, early March, The Future of Humanity. We are entering a new golden age of space exploration. Okay, well, let's go right on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Curtis from the University of Arizona in Tucson. And my question is it possible to move Mars closer to Earth? Thank you.
Well, at first it sounds like a rather ridiculous task of trying to move a planet like Mars closer to the Earth. But hey, we physicists and astronomers have done the calculation. And the answer is yes. Of course, it would take a very advanced civilization to do this, but here's how you would. Many of our space probes slingshot around a neighboring planet to gain extra energy so that we can go to Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus and Neptune and Pluto. So this is called the slingshot maneuver. But every time we swing around Jupiter, Jupiter moves a little bit. Not much, of course, but you can calculate by how much Jupiter moves. So if you get an asteroid, nudge it, and then have it swing around Mars, Mars will actually move a little bit. That's right, you can actually move planets. And so you would have to get an asteroid that's way out there, nudge it, just nudge it, so it comes barreling down toward Mars, whips around the backside of Mars, and nudges Mars toward the planet Earth. Now, you'd have to do this many times in order to make sure that Mars is in the right position. And, of course, you would have to do this very precisely so the asteroids don't hit the planet Earth. But is it possible? Yes. Now, why would we want to do something like this? Well, in the far future, 5 billion years from now, the sun will eat up the Earth. And so some people are saying, why not move the planet Earth? 5 billion years from now, we're going to have enormously advanced technologies. And at that point, we may want to move the Earth farther away from the sun when the sun begins to expand and becomes a red giant and eats up the planet Earth. Or, as the caller suggested, perhaps moving Mars closer to the Earth so we can visit Mars without having to take a journey that is 2 years long. Now, let's be blunt about this. This is not for us. This is for a very advanced technology. But according to the laws of physics and the laws of Newton's, it is possible to move planets. Okay, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Yeah, hi. I was just looking at your Twitter, and I saw you had a thing to post a question. I got a question. I really don't care if I get a book or on the science radio show. The question just posed to you, if you were inside a bubble of a, within a non-Newtonian fluid, like, how would you move that bubble from inside the bubble? Like, how do you move the bubble? I don't know. Weird question.
Okay. Well, first of all, we've never done that, but let me explain some of the terminology. First of all, if I have a gas of particles or a liquid of atoms, we say that it's Newtonian in the sense that we can replace all the atoms with billiard balls, hard billiard balls. And when these billiard balls bounce around randomly, that mimics the properties of a gas. In fact, using this theory, the theory that a gas is made out of tiny little particles called atoms, you can actually derive the gas law. You can actually derive many of the equations that govern gases by assuming that a gas consists of tiny little atoms that are whizzing around in all directions. That's a Newtonian liquid. However, that's classical. We now believe that liquids can be quantum mechanical. Quantum mechanical in the sense that they are quantum forces that are not given to us by Newton that can attract and repel atoms within a liquid. These are called superfluids. You can Google that word, superfluids. Helium, for example, cooled down to near absolute zero, will become a superfluid, and its viscosity goes to zero. So bubbles and rotation in a liquid of that form is rather strange and bizarre. In fact, we're still beginning to tease apart some of the mechanics of superfluids. Go to Google, download superfluids, and you begin to realize how strange superfluids are. Viscosity goes to zero. If you mix a fluid, in some sense, it can rotate forever. Bubbles can rotate forever. And so the laws of liquids that we're accustomed to begin to break down when we drop the temperature to near absolute zero and a Newtonian liquid becomes a quantum liquid. Now, beyond that, you really do have to get a book on quantum mechanics. And unfortunately, we don't have the time to do that on national radio. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Jeremy Solis from Columbia, Missouri. And I was wondering, why is it that when we search for extraterrestrial life, we only look for life forms as we know it, carbon-based, when life could possibly exist under circumstances we didn't know possible, like a ball of energy or something completely foreign to us? Thanks.
Well, you ask a very embarrassing question, because yes, I have friends of mine who are members of the SETI Project. They're PhDs in physics, like myself, and they have to face that exact same problem. That is, if there are aliens out there and they're trying to communicate with them with the radio telescope, then what kind of biology would they obey, or any biology at all? Mostly, we assume that they're sort of like us, as you pointed out. But that could be a fatal flaw. Maybe they're not carbon-based. Well, at first, when I heard this argument years ago, I thought to myself, yes, they could be based on all sorts of different kinds of chemicals, not resembling us at all. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time on Science Fantastic, so I'm not going to be able to answer the question about carbon-based life forms. However, go to my book, The Future of Humanity, where I have a whole chapter concerning what extraterrestrial life forms might look like. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. You can get on Science Fantastic by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station and the city you're calling from, and you perhaps can get on.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.